You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says he's pushing for adjustments to a proposal that would force state governments to pay up to 25% of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program costs. In a letter last week, Congressman Van Orden said any solution must avoid placing disproportionate burdens on rural states that already struggle with food insecurity issues. He's proposed an alternative plan under which state governments would be responsible for paying a percentage of SNAP costs equivalent to their overpayment error rate. Polk County Sheriff Brent Wack has reported two fatal crashes from just 2 miles apart on Highway 65 this week. The first crash occurred on Saturday night at the intersection of Highway 65 and Highway 8, in which a pickup truck pulling a trailer went through a stop sign and was struck by another car. The driver of the pickup truck was killed in the crash, and the other driver was airlifted to the hospital. The other crash occurred 2 miles south on Monday morning, in which a motorcyclist lost control of the vehicle on a curve and hit a guardrail. The Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association will host a welcome event for area contractors and industry professionals from Rusk and Barron counties on Thursday. The welcome event will be held at Crown Cabinetry in Chetek from 5 to 7 p.m. and is sponsored by Crown Cabinetry and Sterling Bank. Organizers say the goal is to help local professionals build valuable connections within the industry and share feedback on things they can do to help solve issues in the housing market. More information can be found on the association's website. State Democrats are proposing legislation that would block hedge funds from purchasing single-family homes in the state. As Wisconsin sees growing home prices across the state and low housing supply in many municipalities, lawmakers say the legislation would help prevent residents from being priced out of the market by investment money. With nearly unlimited resources, hedge funds have routinely outbid individual home buyers for properties, operating them as rental properties or flipping them for a profit soon after. The Wisconsin Department of Administration is reminding residents that they're running out of time to receive benefits through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. In a press release on Monday, Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld reminded residents that the heating season ends on May 15th, and they still have an opportunity to receive help with their heating and electric bills and reduce their energy burden. Households at or below 60% of the state median income levels could be eligible for the benefits and can submit an application online. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. On Monday, the coalition of states filed a lawsuit challenging efforts to overhaul the Department of Health and Human Services. In March, DHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a restructuring plan that would result in the elimination of 20,000 employees and the closure of half of the agency's regional offices. The lawsuit alleges that crippling programs that have previously been approved by Congress violates the separations of power. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers visited Eau Claire on Monday for a tour of the Wisconsin Logging Museum. The visit was part of an effort to highlight the state's tourism industry. Governor Evers is proposing a $34 million investment for the State Department of Tourism in the 2025-2027 budget. Following the tour of the Logging Museum, Governor Evers and Secretary Sayers said the state brought in a record $25 billion from tourism in 2024, and the industry saw growth in every single county. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys have announced their Give Big Valleys campaign in April raised nearly $345,000 for area nonprofits. According to organization officials, the funding raised in the 24-hour campaign will help support 81 nonprofits in western Wisconsin, stretching from Pierce County to Burnett County. The nonprofits are chosen for their support work in fields like education, healthcare, housing, and environmental conservation. Officials say there were nearly 900 individual donors. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new tool in honor of National Small Business Week. On Monday, the DNR officially launched its Environmental Responsibility Navigator. The Navigator is meant to help small businesses with environmental compliance by providing a summary for applicable regulatory requirements and links to guiding documents, as well as contact information for DNR officials who can help. The creation of the tool was funded through the 2023-2025 biennial state budget. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to share the road as the law of the month for May. Drivers should be on the lookout for smaller vehicles like motorcycles, ATVs, and bicycles, as well as farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles on the road. According to their preliminary data for 2024, over 1,800 motorcyclists were hurt in crashes and 102 were killed. It also found there were nearly 900 crashes involving bicycles in the state last year, a 22% increase over the five-year average. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's down! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, look at their names in their lineup, they're very, very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit, he's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home-and-home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70 by Friday. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.